Steve. How are you, Steve?
Well, I just want to thank everybody. The receptivity that we've had and the United States has had being here has been incredible. Sitting around this table are some of the greatest business leaders in the world, some of the greatest companies in the world. Probably I can think of no other place or time where you'll have executives of this stature. And I thought what I'd do is, first of all, I want to thank the professor for having done a fantastic job. Klaus, thank you very much. You have really done outstanding. And putting this together at this level over many years has been a great tribute to you and your entire group and your entire family. So thank you very much. It's an honor to be here representing the United States.
Thank you, Mr.
I just want to say that there's been a lot of warmth, a lot of respect for our country, and a lot of money, billions and billions of dollars, is coming into the U.S. And people are very happy with what we've done, not only on the tax bill, but also cutting of regulations. And I think also being a cheerleader for our country. You know, if you're not a cheerleader for your company or for your country, no matter what happens, it's not going to work. And that's what I've been, and that's what my whole group has been. So perhaps I'll start on my left, and you can go around. And here's one of the very big, powerful business people of the world. And just say a few words about your company and whatever you'd like to do. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for inviting me today.
Thank you.
Obviously, I work for Siemens. We've got 56,000 people working in the United States, $34 billion in revenues, and obviously a net exporter. So congratulations on your tax reform. I mean, you said this is what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. We build it, and we'll come.
We said it, right? We said it.
And
by the way, when he says he works for Siemens, he's the president of Siemens, but that's okay. It's a good way of saying it. Go ahead.
And that you work for your country?
Yeah, we work for our country. Same thing. And Siemens doing good?
We're doing really well. Actually, a matter of fact, we're investing quite a lot into the country. And since you have been successful with the tax reform, we decided to develop the next generation gas turbines in the United States.
Oh, that's a big thing. That's very big.
That's fantastic. It is.
Where will that be developed?
Charlotte.
Oh, in Charlotte. Great. That's fantastic. Well, thank you on behalf of Charlotte. Thank you very much. And our country.
Thank you,
President. Yes.
Mr. President, thank you for having me. Puneet Ranjan from Deloitte, on behalf of 265,000 employees across the globe, 70,000 in the U.S. Thank you again for having us.
Great company. Thank you very much.
Great job. Thank you.
Mr. President, thank you for the invitation. Mark Schneider, CEO of Nestle. Nestle was co-founded, this is something few people know, by American brothers who moved to Switzerland after the Civil War. Today, we employ 50,000 people in the United States. We operate 77 plants. Almost everything we sell is locally made. We operate 10 R&D centers, and we're excited about what's going on in the U.S. market.
And people think of Nestle for candy, but I read the other day that's actually only 3% of your company. So what is your primary product now?
Coffee, infant nutrition, water, pet food, those are the growth drivers.
Yes. Fantastic job you've done. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Professor.
Yeah, World Economic Forum engaged also in the United States, but you probably do not know, one third of our staff is working in, we have only 800 people, but tiny compared to you, but one third of the staff is working in New York and in our Center for the Fourth Industrial Revolution in San Francisco.
That's very good. Has this been a very successful one right here now?
Yeah.
Has it all gone very well? Because it seems to really be going smoothly. A lot of really good relationships.
Yeah, and even more what I mentioned before, Mr. President, the World Economic Forum is a very business-driven approach to global cooperation.
Right.
I think many of the issues can be much faster and much more efficient resources if business is involved. And that's what we are doing, creating coalitions between governments, business, and to a certain extent also the young generation,
right,
to make sure that we really have a pragmatic approach in global governance.
Well, we're honored to be here and be with you. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you.
Is
Good evening, Mr. President. I'm Rajiv Suri from Nokia. We're the leading networks, telecom networks company in the world, so number two. We have 15,000 people in the U.S., and it's one of our strongest R&D setups in the world. We spread throughout the U.S. We have, after the acquisition of Alcatel-Lucent, we own Nokia Bell Labs, which is in New Jersey. We do a lot of stuff in the West Coast, in Chicago, throughout the country, really. So about just under half of our people do research and development, and the rest are doing services and 4G networks and 5G and so on. So I'm very happy and pleased with your infrastructure focus and focus on 5G.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So thank you, Mr. President, for inviting all of us. My name is Martin Jostedt. I'm the president of the Volvo Group.
Volvo.
Yeah, and among other things, we are the proud owners of Mack Trucks.
That's right.
And
which are 100% made in the U.S.
Absolutely. Right? And Volvo Trucks also for North America is 100% made in the United States as well as our construction equipment in Pennsylvania, as a matter of fact, in Allentown and in Shippensburg and in Middletown, in New River Valley in Virginia. So we are primarily focused on the East Coast. We are just now running the biggest investment program in our company's history in the United States, R&D.
How much will you be investing?
We will, for the time being, just north of $2 billion in total on that specific program, but we have a big chunk of very, very good and talented engineers also for the future technologies when it comes to infrastructure and transportation, autonomous. And
that's great, absolutely. Well, we're going to be doing a lot of that, so that's excellent. I asked the question before when I heard Volvo, and I know they own Mack truck. I said, what's the difference in price between a Mack and a Volvo comparable truck? And you said?
I said, I mean, since they are very strong on the vocational side, and I was coming, and they're very different.
He said they're both great, but a Mack is about 15% more. That was very good. Thank you very much for that investment in the U.S. $2 billion is great. Thank you very much.
Mr. President, thank you for the invitation. I represent the Adidas team. America is our single biggest country. We're growing 30% in the U.S. And some of the most famous creators of our products are coming out of the U.S., starting with Stan Smith in the 70s. Kanye West, that are building one of the most thought-after shoes in the world. And we just opened a fully automated shoe manufacturing plant in the state of Georgia and Atlanta.
That's fantastic. Great job.
So my name is Werner Baumann. I'm the CEO of Bayer. That's a company that in the future will be known as the company that was formerly the aspirin company.
Yeah.
So we are working heavily on acquiring Monsanto, a national icon in the U.S., making good progress, and hope to close this transaction early 2018, so it should be imminent.
So what percentage of your company is the aspirin?
Aspirin is a €1.1 billion, so $1.4 billion.
So that's a pretty small percentage.
It's relatively small, but it's one of the few brands that has been growing for 120 years. It's very profitable, and I think you take it as well.
I do. I take all. I generally, I should say, I only take Bayer. One aspirin of Bayer. So far, it's been working. It's a great company. So are you going to be investing in the U.S.?
Yes, we are. We will actually consolidate most of our activities also into the Monsanto headquarters, the former Monsanto headquarters in St. Louis. We're going to invest about $16 billion if you look at our R&D investment in crop alone. And 60% out of that is going to be in the U.S. over the next 6 years.
Thank you very much. That's really great. Thank you.
President, my name is Mark Tucker from HSBC. I think HSBC you know well.
I do.
Our business in the U.S. was began in 1865, and we're the largest foreign bank in the U.S. We have a business, we have a balance sheet of $2.6 trillion.
That's right.
We work in 70 countries, and we have a market cap of around $250 billion. The commitment to the U.S., we have a very strong business here and a business that will continue to grow.
And you founded one of the most successful businesses in China. That is a big statement. You did a great job. So it's a great honor to have you. Thank you very much. It's a fantastic job you've done. I know all about you. I know everything about you.
It's dangerous, Mr. President.
I know. Few people have done what you've done. Congratulations.
I'm Patrick Pouyanné, Chairman and CEO of Total, which is an oil and gas company, the fourth largest in the world, 130 countries. We are in the US, 7,000 people. We do almost everything in your country. We produce oil, we explore. We are just making a big discovery in the Gulf of Mexico, oil big discovery. We produce gas in Texas. We are investing in an LNG plant in Louisiana to export gas from the US. What else? We are just deciding to invest $3 billion in petrochemicals in Texas. Big new cracker, big plant, creating 1,500 jobs. We have 7,000 people in your country and in 23 states.
So you're fourth in the world?
Yeah, we are fourth largest in the world and third by results, more than $10 billion results per year, despite the oil price. We invest around $15 billion each year, and at least $1 billion as an average in the U.S. And you, of course, for us, the U.S. will be a gas revolution, shale revolution is a land. You know, it's an obvious business case because low-cost energy, low-cost feedstock, so we come, and even we will do more with your tax reform.
It's a great company.
And we are also invested in renewables. I know maybe you disagree, but in solar business, in a U.S. company, we are the majority shareholder of SunPower, California company, high-tech company. So we are heavily invested in. We have invested more than $2 billion in that company to develop solar in the U.S.
And we'll rebuild that business. The whole thing is going to get rebuilt now. The solar panels. You'll see the difference. But that's very good. So from the U.S. standpoint, you're very happy about it.
Yes, I'm happy. To be honest, for SunPower, there is competition with us, you know, with
others. We have competition. That's what we wanted. No, but you've done a great job.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Appreciate it.
Mr. President, thank you for the invitation. Heinrich Hiesinger, CEO of ThyssenKrupp. We are, let's say, strongly localized in U.S. in elevator engineering, automotive. 80% is already localized. Very proud that we have all the elevators in the Freedom Tower.
Wow.
Which is for our people a big pride. They worked 6 years on that one. And our other thing is we have 3,000 apprenticeships for young people each and every year.
So Otis, compared to the size of what you do,
we are quite similar in size.
That's a big company.
One-to-one because years ago we have acquired Dover.
Right.
And this made us quite strong there.
That's good. Great product. I've used your product, as you know.
Yes.
Great product. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
So, Mr. President, thank you for the invitation. It's an honor. So my name is Eldar Sætre. I'm the CEO of Statoil, oil in the name, so that accounts for oil and gas, coming from Norway, the region of Norway. The president in the U.S. for 30 years now, substantial amount of investments over the years. So we're engaged both in the onshore, the offshore, trading, extensive trading business, and also renewables, not solar, but offshore wind, actually. So quite sizable business, not as big as Total yet, but you know we're working on it. So we're growing, increasing our production. We are into three areas onshore. Six, increasing to eight fields offshore, 300,000 plus barrels a day currently, growing to around 400,000. So it's our second biggest location outside of the Norwegian part, the Norwegian continental shelf. So we are growing in terms of production, obviously also in terms of investment. So I would like to congratulate you, like many of us here, on the tax reform. I think that is really good news, I guess, for all of us here, but also for the oil and gas and our industry. Going to serve as well on, you know, I just mentioned oil and gas is also a heavily regulated business. So your thinking and your reflections on what you're doing on the regulations is good news.
And we're becoming energy self-sufficient very rapidly. We really just about are hitting that mark. And as you know, we're opening up a lot of different places in the U.S., including the plants that you're building. A lot of places are opening that would never even have, they wouldn't have even conceived of them. So a lot of things are happening. Thank you. Great job you've done. Thank you very much.
Mr. President, thank you very much for the honor of being here. I'm CEO of Novartis. We're one of the largest healthcare companies in the world. We focus on innovative medicines, generics, as well as eye care. Today, we have about 22,000 employees in the U.S. across 21 sites. We invest about $14 billion every year into the United States, including $3.5 billion in research. It's one of our key, obviously, markets, but also key places where we drive innovation. Right. And we're really pleased with the tax reform, but also very pleased with the great progress being made at FDA. We believe you have a great leadership team there, and they're doing all the right things to accelerate innovation and access.
Scott is great, and Alex is great. You know, Alex is just starting, and he's highly respected, so that's fantastic. Scott Gottlieb, Scott, as you know, is a star.
He is a star, and I think his vision for tobacco and trying to improve and reduce the use of tobacco around the world is also very inspiring.
That's very good. Thank you very much.
Mr. President, thank you very much for having me tonight. I serve the people of ABB. We have business in more than 100 countries of the world, but we have made the last 8 years the U.S. an investment focus. We have deployed $13 billion of capital and bought some iconic brands in the U.S. like Baldor and Fort Smith, Arkansas, a motor company. And we are just now in the process of closing the transaction to acquire GE Industrial Solutions, a fantastic business in terms of installed base. It needs a little bit of investment in terms of technology, and
I know you got it. You always get a good price. I know who I deal with. He always gets a good price. That's good.
All together. So we have today now, including the GE transaction, we'll have 26,000 people in the U.S. in more than 60 sites, nicely spread all over all the U.S. We have the classic copper and iron activities, the motors, and just last week, we spent the entire executive committee team time in the Silicon Valley. Because there we have an AI and robotics center that we firmly intend to go further and invest significantly to support the U.S. in the next level of industrialization.
1 year write-off. Big difference, right?
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest sleeper in the whole tax bill.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Great job. Good luck with the GE purchase.
Thank you.
Read about
we
it.
We need that.
Sounds good. You'll be just fine.
Mr. President, and thank you very much for the invitation. I'm the CEO of Anheuser-Busch InBev.
Yes.
Your company.
Anheuser-Busch.
We have business in more than 50 countries around the world. We sell beer in more than 100 countries. Our number one global beer brand is Budweiser.
Right.
Out of St. Louis.
We know it well.
We started there in 1852. And we've been in the beer business for more than 600 years. Our Belgian business dates back to 1366, a Belgian company. And our biggest market is the U.S., where we employ 18,000 people in more than 50 sites.
Great.
And we just announced last year a program through 2020, $2 billion investment in our facilities in the U.S.
That's fantastic. That's good.
So
thank you very
great
much.
Market for us.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Mr. President, I'd like to thank you, first of all, for having me, but also for spurring on all this growth, because these are all my customers.
I know.
And it's kind of amazing to have all your customers talking about adding jobs and growing their business, and it's just a real tribute to the momentum that you've created in the global economy, so I thank you very much. SAP is the leading enterprise software company. We have 90,000 people around the world. In the United States, we're quickly approaching 25,000. It's the fastest growing region of the world, especially in jobs. I'm very proud to share with you that when you think about the Army and the Navy and the missions they run to protect the world, they run on SAP. And when you think about the Vice President in the state of Indiana, for example, solving infant mortality issues and things like that, we were working hand in glove with him there as well. So it's a real honor. And thank you for having me, and we look forward to helping in any way we can.
And well, you have done a really spectacular job. I guess pretty much everybody at this table is your customer, so
exactly.
That's not so bad.
Exactly.
I want to congratulate
thank you,
Mr.
President. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So I want to thank everybody. Really, you have done incredible work, incredible jobs. These are some of the great companies of the world, many of the great companies of the world, and congratulations, and now we'll talk, and thank you very much.
Thanks,
appreciate
thank
it.
You,
thank you very much.
Thanks,
thank you all very much.
Thank you, everyone. No, thank you.